Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Sound of Glass by Karen White. Narrated by Susan Bennett and Therese Plummer as Merritt.
Prologue. Beaufort, South Carolina, July 1955. An unholy tremor rippling through the sticky night air alerted Edith Hayward that something wasn't right. Like a shadow creeping past a doorway in an empty house, or the turn of the latch on a locked door, the movement outside Edith's opened attic window raised the goose flesh along her spine. Her breath sat in her mouth, suspended with anticipation, as icy pinpricks marched down her limbs. Her gaze moved from her paintbrush and the tiny drop of red paint she drizzled onto the chest of the doll's starched white cotton nightgown, to the sea glass wind chime she'd made and hung just outside the window. The stagnant air of a South Carolina summer had stifled any movement for months, yet now the chime seemed to shiver on an invisible breeze, the frosty blue and green glass twitching like a hanged man from a noose. She jerked her gaze to the locked door, wondering whether her husband had returned. He didn't like locked doors. The bruises on her arms, carefully placed and easily hidden under long sleeves, seemed to press against her skin in memory. Edith dropped her paintbrush, barely aware of the splatter of red paint on the dollhouse-sized room she'd been recreating, eager to unlatch the door and make it down to the kitchen and her mending basket before Calhoun had cause to wonder where she was.